This morning, we gather to celebrate the greatest news that has ever been, the greatest news of all time, the news that Jesus has risen from the dead. In the midst of this world filled with all the bad news we see on the TV and the radio and so on, we have this great news that Jesus died for our sin and then rose again so that death no longer affects us. This wonderful news which Peter went out and proclaimed. We see it in the first reading that he commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Now this commission which Peter speaks of is not just for the apostles. It's not just for the people of the time of our Lord, but it's for each and every one of us who are Christians. Each and every one of us who are Christians are called to go out, are commissioned to go out and proclaim this good news of our Lord's resurrection. The sad part is most of us are reluctant to do that. We're reluctant to talk about our faith. We're reluctant to talk about what we believe because we think it might make someone upset. So we keep it to ourselves. But in this world that is darkened by sin, people need a message of hope. They need a message that there is good news in the world. That what you see on the TV and the radio is not all the story. But that there is light in this dark world. There is a message of hope, a message that can bring peace, a message that can bring healing. And so we need to be bold in announcing this good news. We need to be bold in announcing that Jesus is risen, that we have a Savior, that sin is not the end, and that death is not the end. And we have encouragement to do this by St. Paul, where he tells us, "If then you were raised by Christ, seek what is above." Seek what is above. As St. Paul, he also goes on to say, think of what is above, not what is of earth. So we get too caught up in the things of earth, in our desires and wants, in the stuff that we want to do, in the things we think we need, and we get caught up in the things of earth. And because of that, we tend to think of the spiritual life as something foolish, something we can put off. We become trapped by our earthly concerns. But our Lord's death and resurrection reminds us that there's more to life than earthly things. There's more to life than what we can see and feel and taste and so on. That there is an eternal life that is waiting for us. That there is a spiritual life that we are called to grow and develop throughout our lives here on earth so that we might enter into that heavenly kingdom. And not put off the spiritual life till later, see it as foolish, but to practice it now and to proclaim that good news, to always strive for the heavenly good while we are here on earth and to see the things of the earth as foolish, because we need to recognize that our time on earth is a snap of the fingers. 80, 90, 100 years is nothing compared to the eternity that awaits for us. And we need to recognize that. We need to recognize that when Christ your life appears, as it says in the scriptures today, then you too will appear with him in glory. We need to recognize that. And that should be our greatest desire in life, is that when our Lord does return, when we are face to face with him, that we will be with him in glory for all eternity. So this Easter Sunday, our challenge, our joy should be to seek what is above, not to view the spiritual life as foolish, but instead see the things of earth as foolish. And then to go out and announce that news of great joy that Jesus has risen and that eternal life is waiting for us.